Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to the Happiness Challenge. This is September Back to Work series. I'm Claudia Mitura, your work psychologist and the Science of Happiness Explorer. Today, I'm tackling a topic that almost everyone faces at work, but few of us talk about it openly: imposter syndrome. That nagging feeling that we are not as capable as others may think and that we might be found out at any minute. So let's dive in. So whether we are returning from a break, we're starting a new project at work, you're stepping into a completely different role, it's totally normal to feel some self-doubt. In fact, studies show that up to 70% of people experience imposter syndrome at some point in their careers, and that includes really high-flying achievers and leaders and people who we may see from outside as really highly competent. And imposter syndrome can make us question our abilities. It can downplay our achievements, and it may make us worry that we don't belong somewhere. But here is the truth. Actually, imposter syndrome is not a sign that we are failing. It's the opposite. It's actually a sign that we are growing, stretching, and learning something new. Because imposter syndrome activates itself when we are in some unknown territories. Now, let's have a talk about some practical strategies that can help us to deal with imposter syndrome, especially when everything feels new around us. Those are my favorite strategies, and I think they are very effective, and often if we apply them together with talking about our imposter syndrome, they very much can make the difference to our working life. So number one is name your imposter syndrome. So the first step is to simply notice and name what's happening. So when those specific thoughts pop out, I'm not good enough, I don't belong here, have I said something stupid, oh my goodness, people probably know that I don't know how to do this. Just simply pause and say to yourself, ah, that's my imposter syndrome talking. Because research shows that naming our emotions can help us manage them rather than letting them control us. And if we're calling this out, then we are creating a distance between ourselves and our self-doubt, in this case, imposter syndrome. From a personal perspective, every week that it gets closer to publishing my book, The Alphabet of Happiness, which is getting published on 30th September, so very, very near, my imposter syndrome gets louder and louder, making me doubt my efforts, making me doubt whether my book is good enough, whether people will like it, whether people will read it. So I named my imposter syndrome Linda. And I do apologize to all the wonderful Lindas out there, but my imposter is called Linda, and I imagine her in head-to-toe pink. That's my least favorite color of all. And she loves whispering doubts, but I know this is Linda talking, especially when I'm tired, when I'm overwhelmed. Linda is putting doubts in my head, but I'm able to recognize that, and I'm able to name that. Number two is about writing your strengths down. So often, it's very important to almost provide a counter argument to what our imposter syndrome is saying. So grab a notebook, open a new document, and make a list of your strengths, recent accomplishments, maybe any positive feedback you have received. Big or small, this is a real evidence of your skills and impact. So when your imposter syndrome gets loud, revisit this list as a reminder that, you know what, you may not know everything, but you have what it takes because your previous strengths and previous accomplishments. I personally love having a feel-good folder in my Outlook where I will collate all the positive feedback I get. And the more positive feedback I get from reviewers on my book, the quieter Linda gets. Because here it is, there is a positive evidence that imposter syndrome cannot argue with. Number three is try to reframe your thoughts. So when you actually catch yourself thinking, well, I don't know what I'm doing, try to reframe it as I'm learning something new, and that's exciting. So yes, there'll be lots of things we don't know, but the idea is that rather than panicking we don't know something, is about thinking I'm learning something new, and that is very exciting. Instead of thinking, well, everyone else is so much more qualified, everyone's so much better than me, try thinking everyone starts somewhere. And my perspective is also valuable, even though I'm starting from a different place. So reframing our thoughts is not about ignoring those challenges. It's just about seeing them as opportunity for growth. What can we learn from those situations when the imposter syndrome is popping up? And how can we change them into those learning opportunities? Number four is embrace being a learner. So my fourth tip is about remind yourself that you are not supposed to know everything right away, especially in the new role, especially on the new project. Normalize this idea of being a beginner. So the most successful people are lifelong learners who are able to ask questions, seek feedback, and they aren't afraid to make mistakes so they can learn and progress. Celebrate progress, not perfection. Even though the imposter syndrome has this idea of an abstract perfection that doesn't exist, let's concentrate on what are we learning. And the final one is, despite your imposter syndrome, step out of the comfort zone. So being in the comfort zone is very positive. It's very comfortable. It creates routines and standardization of activities that allow us to save time and energy, but also it can be really limiting. And of course, the moment we step out of the comfort zone, here it is, imposter syndrome is getting louder. But only by stepping out of the comfort zone, we can grow our confidence. So this week, really ask yourself to consciously step out of the comfort zone once a day, even in the smallest way. Present in the meeting, talk to a stranger, try a new skill. These are just a few examples, but most importantly, do something that shows your imposter syndrome that indeed you can go into unknown, you can go into something new, and you can manage that. And finally, remember, talk about your imposter syndrome. Share how you feel. Chances are other people around you feel exactly the same way. They will open up and actually also talk about their imposter syndrome. When I start mentioning that I have imposter syndrome named Linda, my other friend said, oh my goodness, my one is called Betsy. All of us, we have imposter syndrome. We don't talk about it, but actually, when we are opening up to a trusted colleague, a friend, a mentor, that can help us feel less alone. And again, you will also allow that safe space for other people to share their experiences. So remember, imposter syndrome is a sign that you are doing something that is challenging yourself. Not that you are failing. And every time you step into something new, you are building new skills and confidence. And use that as an argument, as a counter argument and a counter evidence to what your imposter syndrome is saying. Now, if you have found this episode helpful, I already mentioned my upcoming book, The Alphabet of Happiness, that is launching on 30th September. You can pre-order it now. And actually, in my book, there is an entire chapter on self-belief and how to fuel it. Because yes, imposter syndrome is everywhere. We all have it. I struggled with it as well in my working life. So if you want to check that out, there is an entire chapter with so much research around self-belief and how to fuel it. And if you are up for some exclusive updates, science-backed tips and behind-the-scenes insights, and also to find out more about my upcoming book launch on 31st of October at Science Museum in London, join my Substack newsletter. Just search for the Happiness Challenge on Substack and you will be getting lots of good things into your inbox. And don't forget, I'm also running a free webinar about the science of happiness at work on 29th of September at 6 p.m. UK time. You can sign up on my website under courses. So let's keep learning, growing, and thriving, imposter syndrome and all. Bye.